This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, thanks, Ian. Look, so we have tried to bring you up to date on the trash soap opera going on in the French Quarter. No better person to talk to than Danny Conwell. He is the owner of Felix's, very invested in this, part of the team that is challenging ending the contract with Ivy Waste and Sidney Torres. And Danny joins us on WWL. Danny, good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing, man?
I'm good. So, look, bring us up to date on this. Where is this soap opera now?
Well, we, as you know, we got very close to actually having two different operators with contracts from different entities operating in the same geographic area. When the Fourth Circuit did not basically ruled for Troy Henry and against the city council, that contract was moving forward. So as a backstop, the state legislature a few weeks ago passed some legislation that basically gave the French Quarter Management District, the FQMD, the authority to enter into a contract, sanitation contract for the French Quarter. So when everyone saw the Fourth Circuit, the Henry versus City Council suit was going against us, when my loss, when our lawsuit, the citizens' lawsuit, or our request for a preliminary injunction was denied by Judge Cates and then also denied at the Fourth Circuit. The FQMD went into action and ratified. They had requested RFPs from a number of, from basically anybody who wanted to submit one. IV was the only one, the only company who submitted a contract. So the FQMD voted to execute that contract. So you had the FQMD with an executed contract with IV, and you had the city of New Orleans with purportedly an executed contract with Henry Consulting. And it literally came down to, I forget what day. I mean, it was, you know, D-Day was going to be July 30th, and the new contract would kick in July 31st. And within a day or two of that, we got the ruling in our case, 6-1, that the Supreme Court said yes, that we certainly have a case to make that the Henry Consulting contract was not validly entered into with the city, and they granted our injunction to enjoin the city and Henry Consulting from acting on that contract.
And you're interested in Ivy Ways continuing because you have seen the job that they've done and you're satisfied with that, and you want that to at least be able to continue until the end of the year, which is the end of the emergency contract granted by Mayor Cantrell, correct?
Absolutely. Scoot, all any of us want is for the French Quarter to be the best that it can be. None of us own an interest in Ivy Waste. That's 100% owned by Mr. Torres, as far as I know. And we just want a great French Quarter. It's not even close, the job that he does versus the other contractors that I've seen operating down there.
Yeah, it is amazing. I've talked to Sydney, and you and I have talked about that as well. It's amazing the job that he does. Do you know why Mayor Cantrell is so interested in immediately turning this over to Troy Henry?
Scoot, I have no idea. There was a city council meeting the day before we went before Judge Cates, or 2 days before, and emails were uncovered or were presented at that council meeting, and various city officials discussed at that council meeting a meeting with the mayor where all of these city officials, administrative officials, the people that the mayor and the council rely on to actually conduct the day-to-day operations of the city, they were unanimous in saying that they did not believe Henry Consulting was prepared to take over the contract. That meeting was, I think, on July 21st or so, which would have been 9 days before the end of the contract. And they had a letter drafted by that committee and circulated through the city's legal department and the city attorney. And remember, the mayor was part of this meeting, and she agreed that they were going to send out a letter rescinding the termination of IV and allowing IV to continue. That letter never got signed. It never got sent. And when asked by these the administrators why it didn't go out, she said that she had a conversation that evening after the all hands meeting with Mr. Henry, and that he had satisfied her, that he had convinced her that he was prepared to take over. So she decided against rescinding the termination and decided to allow Henry Consulting to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Move forward with the contract.
It seems like a lot of this, Danny, is about the power of the city council versus the power of the administration. And I guess I always sort of looked at city government as, you know, you've got the executive branch, which is Mayor Cantrell and City Hall, and then you've got the legislative branch, the city council, and then you've got the courts, the judicial branch. But it seems like Mayor Cantrell wants to just kind of ignore the civics of that and just be the dictator.
Well, Scoot, that is the way you look at it is exactly the way I look at it, and I think most everybody else looks at it. The position that Judge Irons took, well, let me back up for a minute. There was an ordinance adopted in 2022, I think it was Ordinance 7010, that specifically said the city council has to sign any contract, any services contract in excess of $1 million, both the city and the president of the city council have to sign that letter. Now, Judge Irons did not, when I asked, well, what was the legal theory for Judge Irons saying that the contract did not require the city council signature and that the mayor's signature alone was binding. And the answer was not that is not a legitimate ordinance, but she issued what she called a mandamus order ordering the city council president to sign it. And in talking with all the lawyers, it's she basically treated the council in a purely, and they use this in court. I heard it said several times in our case in open court, that they only serve a ministerial function, like a clerk of court or something. Not that they are a deliberative body that can pass laws, but that they're just there, you know, I guess in layman's terms, to rubber stamp things, which of course is honest. I mean, that's, to me, that's asinine.
Well, it is, and she knows better. She came from the city council, so she knows better, but she's just, you know, pulling this this arrogant power play. Look, there's some favoritism going on here. It's some favoritism is at play here, and I don't know what it is, but it just it seems to be rotten. So what's going on with the Louisiana Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals?
Well, there was I was out of town yesterday, but I think there was a hearing yesterday and just some motions going back and forth. That case is kind of stuck there. Our case is technically remanded back to Judge Cates's court to hear the merits, to hear the merits of the case. But an important thing happened. The mayor did do the right thing, and after I think some pretty strong urging from a number of people, she sent that rescission letter, rescinding the termination of IV Waste. So she has essentially agreed that IV can serve out the rest of the term of the contract through December 31. And you know what we all want to see is just a rebid and go out and tighten up the specs and make, because IV is doing a lot, providing a lot more services than than they're contracted for and that they're technically being paid for. Additionally, Mr. Henry got some favorable changes in between the awarding of the RFP to him and the execution of the actual contract. He got the bond reduced by 50%. He got the termination for convenience, which is what happened to IV, the 90-day removed. And it wasn't for it was for a higher dollar amount, and it was for less services. So it was an inferior deal by any measure. And look, I'm not the only. I mean, it's. I was talking to Newell a couple of weeks ago. I've never seen unanimity like this. There are a lot of issues that split the residents and the businesses in the French Quarter. Mm-hmm. There are issues that split legislators. There are issues that split city council people. I mean, everybody. I don't know one person outside of the mayor, Mr. Henry, and allegedly his cousin, Councilman Thomas.
Yeah.
Everyone else wants IV in the French Quarter.
So at this point, does it look like IV is going to continue until the end of the year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I think we're pretty safe. Yes, I think that's a pretty safe assumption.
Well,
even if she tried to terminate again, you know, I was counting up the days, it's a 90-day termination. So, you know, we're early August. That would be September, October. And, you know, you'd be in November. It would only be 5 or 6 weeks left. But we're all pretty confident that that she's not going to try to change anything before year end. And from the lawyers, they said the body language and the questions asked at that hearing, Fourth Circuit hearing yesterday, indicated that they are now moving in our favor.
Okay, so at the end of this, does Henry Consulting take over immediately, or is there going to be a bidding process?
Well, again, it's up to the litigation whether they would allow that long-term the contract signed by the mayor to be binding, and based on the Supreme Court's ruling in our case, we don't think that's going to happen. So we believe that it's going to have. If that's the only contract, purportedly the only long-term contract executed, and it's deemed to be not properly executed because the city council didn't sign it, and there are no other contracts out there, so I think we all believe that it will have to be rebid, and it should be rebid, because again, they're you know, let's get it. Let's be precise. Let's say, okay, exactly what is IV doing down there right now that everybody is so satisfied with, and put that down in you know, very precisely in the RFP, and put it out to bid, and then whoever wins, make sure that the RFP chosen, the winning bid, is honored when they execute the final contract.
Right.
And don't do any sneaky stuff, you know, between the award and the actual execution of the contract.
Well, let's just hope the right thing is done. Danny, thank you for your time. Keep up the fight. You know, I kind of feel like maybe Mayor Cantrell was pressured by the concept of just doing the right thing. I wonder.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, and thank you for your continuing support, Scoot. All we
right.
appreciate it.
All right, Danny Conwell, owner of Felix's. All right, we'll see you soon.
All right, man.
Thanks a lot. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Let's just hope the right thing is done, and let's just hope that in the end, the right person gets the contract to keep the French Quarter as clean as it has been up to this point. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be back. This is WWE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.